And Wilbur will call, and evening is nigh. I hurry to my blue heaven. You turn to the right, you find a little bright light that leads you to my blue heaven. You find a cozy place, fireplace, cozy room. On a nest, that nest is where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and a baby makes three.
Welcome back to Our Blue Heaven. My guest today is Bono, none other than Bono. Hello, Bono. How are you?
Hey, GB. I'm good. How are you?
Much better for seeing you, as they say.
Oh, stop it.
Bono's been on before. I met Bono. Was it the certain pub that I met you the very first time?
Are we allowed to mention the Greyhound?
You are.
Fantastic.
I'm sure, as long as Dan will give us a beer and you
absolutely
can have whatever you drink.
Best football pub I think I've ever been in.
Yeah, yeah. Dan, he did very. Yeah, if you've never been, actually, we should not encourage people to go because it gets too crowded already, doesn't it?
On football, I mean, days. I found a spot, and yeah. It's pretty good. But no, Dan and the crew are fantastic, and they make us feel very, very welcome.
Dan was quite on the ball, if you'll excuse the pun. He, when COVID kicked in, he turned his car park into a sort of seating area, didn't he? Because obviously, people had to sit outside and things like that. And, of course, the only person really upset was Stephen Foster, of course, because he used to love using that car park, and now he can't.
Never mind.
A feeling he's going to go, one day he's going to come in absolutely raging and just drive through the whole tables and chairs and trash the car park.
With that baritone voice.
Yes, yes.
Of his. But, yeah. No, Dan, it's kind of turned into a Greyhound loving, isn't it? Dan delivered me some chili and some ghost ship in some milk cartons, and we just stood on the doorstep at a safe and legal distance talking about town. And yeah, I just thought this is great, because I'd never been. I'd just seen it on Twitter, or X as called now. And it was the rest, as they say.
It's hysteria.
Yeah, definitely.
Twitter's gone potty. I've had to mentioned it in the last two or three weeks. It's just crazy, isn't it? You were talking because you're a vegan, aren't you?
Yeah,
that's lost 50 listeners straight away.
Yeah, not that I like to mention it.
But I was talking to someone who knows a bit about Twitter and stuff, and he said, because you get a bit of grief on Twitter about veganism and stuff.
I've got some fans, I think.
Yeah, or fans as well. But apparently the metrics are all set up so that if you argue with or agree with someone or disagree with someone, they're going to just keep sending you more of that stuff. So
okay.
I keep getting. I've got chemtrail people with you've heard of the chemtrails.
I see
things.
Your chemtrail quote
I keep
tweets.
Getting, yeah, but I keep getting them. That's why. And obviously, I reply to them, and then I get even more. And it's like Flat Earth as well as another one I'm getting.
Yeah,
just crazy.
Do you know the one about the? So there's a secret world in the middle of Earth.
Oh, yeah.
And the entrance to it is above the Arctic Circle, which the Nazis found when they were flying over northern Finland or something like that. It's people are so interesting, aren't they?
I thought it was people just taking the mic.
On the wind-up.
Yeah.
But no,
they're genuine.
That's their kink. We're all into stuff, aren't we?
Yeah, very much. But
that's their... Yeah, the chemtrail thing. Yeah.
That's unreal, isn't it?
We could talk for hours about conspiracies. Yeah. I've got a few theories myself.
But I've noticed that there's people who don't email us, don't tweet on the show to the show anymore. So I sort of thought, have I upset them or anything? And I just realised that they haven't been on for about 6 months, some over a year.
Mm.
They're just not on it anymore. I keep thinking of coming off it, but because the show started on there, it's a bit hard. But
same. And it's... You know what, it does affect you. The whole sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt you. Well, words do hurt, particularly when people weaponize them. But you just don't take it personally. And I think a lot of stuff, I mean, personally, I've come face to face with people that I know have given me jip for daring to have a slightly alternative view to a few things. And have they said anything to me? No. No, they've just walked past or turned the other way. So that's that. You know, you can't please all the people all the time.
Well, and until Bono came in, I didn't know this place was haunted either.
Hey.
Football. We better talk about football, haven't we?
Football, football, football.
So we start where we can get over it very, very quickly. Saturday. Thoughts?
I watched it twice. I didn't go. I'm a bit of an armchair fan when it comes to away games due to my pathetic points total.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's just, I mean, you can't knock it. I mean, they have to do something to get...
They have to do something. And you can't... I've said this already, but you can't please everybody all the time. And yes, loyalty should be rewarded, but you've also got to find a balance to keep that flow of newer, younger fans coming in. Otherwise, you're going to get loads of people with loads of points. They're all then going to die or not be able to come. I know that's a bit extreme. And then what are we going to be left with? Are we going to be left with a free-for-all? I've no doubt that the club did their due diligence regarding that. So we'll see. It is what it is. And, you know, whilst it sucks not being able to get to away games, we're also on TV a hell of a lot. Sadly, we are on Sky. And, you know, I've seen a lot of stuff about their coverage of us and the people that they have covering the games, and some very, very strange opinions and thoughts about us from, I think I put this out there online. They had people kind of pontificating about us. And between them, I think none of the three individuals, and I won't name them because everybody probably knows who they are, none of them had ever played in the top flight. And I think between them, they'd achieved a promotion from League One to the Championship, and that was it. So you've got three ex-professionals pontificating, and I love that word.
Yeah, that's an excellent word. It could be word of the day, actually.
Might I think it that. Should be.
Yeah.
I think it should be. And I'm just thinking, well, you know what? Kind of, you're the one sat up there making yourself look a bit silly because clearly you're not done your research. And this whole narrative that we're, you know, plucky Ipswich Town, we're lucky with all of the late goals and refereeing decisions. I support Ipswich, I love Ipswich, but I do try and view things as much through like a neutral pair of glasses rather than blue tinted ones. And I think we're exactly where we deserve to be.
Oh, absolutely. To be honest, about refereeing decisions, Preston, I mean, the referee even admitted himself he made mistakes.
Yeah.
And we ended up losing that game, which we could have not. But, yeah, and late goals, well, that's last week, wasn't it?
Yeah. So. But in answer to your question, I am over it. I watched it twice. I watched it live, and then I think Sky replayed it at about 10:30 at night, and I watched it again. First half, we just weren't there. It was like we were still travel sick from the long journey. Second half, we were actually really, really good, and we were starting to play like we know and love. And we just couldn't capitalise. Cardiff looked quite dangerous in their wide areas, constantly putting balls into the box. We just looked knackered. And we kind of looked a little similar to how we looked against Rotherham in some phases of that game. But it's not going to click all the time. It's a 46-game season, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're not going to be... We're not going to... I think last year we were spoiled slightly with all of the 3-4-5-6-0s, weren't we?
Yeah.
But hey, it's what a great journey we're on.
Yeah.
And where will we end the season? Who knows? I know where I want to end up, but you don't always get what you want in football, do you?
No. And my fear, which I mention every week, only because I'm paranoid about it, is that lot up the road who are now in the playoff positions. Just think, what if we meet them in the well, God, we've got to beat them in a few weeks' time, haven't we?
Yeah.
But even then, that they could still... Oh. Just the thought.
That was such a letdown, the derby in December, wasn't it? All the pomp and circumstance, that fantastic welcome by the fans outside the ground, with the smoke and the flares and the TIFO flags, which I love. And then just to not beat them, and then you can silence and mute hashtags and various words, but things still appear, and 14 years, they're just...
The thing is, they haven't beaten us for a while, and over 14 years, we haven't played them.
Oh, exactly. There's like a massive gap. I mean, there's the four-year gap when in League One, wasn't there?
Yeah. And they were celebrating as if they'd won the World Cup or something. It's just crazy. But it's just the thought that meeting him in the
have to celebrate just, something, GB, yeah. don't they?
Yes, they
I don't
do.
Think they've had, other than a milk cup, don't yeah. think they've really had a lot to celebrate.
And they won that with an own goal.
Participants
yeah.
in the UEFA Cup.
Yeah, they were.
Jeremy Goss.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. We're going to talk about a couple of things, but before we do, should we do tweets and things?
We've been inundated, haven't we?
Not as much as we have since Twitter's gone bonkers. Or maybe I'm upsetting too many. Maybe a lot of people that would normally have tweeted in are
chemtrail
people or flat earthers. Anyway, where were we? So this is as they came in. Dino. Hello, Dino. Dean Mitchell. So wish Saturday had been a beautiful day. Ah, I see.
See what he did there.
See what he did there. Very good. It's all my fault. As I said to my wife before the game, someone is going to score late against us after all our late goals.
Yeah.
Don't think we did enough to win, as Cardiff are very strong tactically. Did we have too many attacking subs on? Trouble is, we've done well with attacking subs, haven't we?
I like the notion of starters. I think yeah. McKenna's come out and said, we don't have subs, we have starters and finishers.
Yes,
and
that's good, isn't it?
I like that. I think McKenna talked about it himself, didn't he? He would have loved to have kept Kiefer Moore, the big chief, on the pitch. But, you know, the guy was just exhausted.
Was. Yeah.
And when I watched the game back, I think he did a goal line clearance and he cleared a lot of stuff because Cardiff were pinging balls into the yeah. box. And because he's one of the tallest men in the world, he was obviously able to get rid of them. So I think had Moore stayed on, but McKenna was given no other choice. But Al Hamady came on, and he looks an exciting prospect.
Yeah, it is. He does, yeah.
Still a bit raw, but I think he could run and run and run.
Yeah.
We're so fit. I think we've really nailed the off-pitch and, dare I say, nutritional side of things, because I've said it before, a lot of the games, we look like we could play for another half. Whereas a lot of teams are just dead on their feet.
Yes.
You see it when teams come to Portman Road. Yeah, they're flat out on their bums.
Yeah.
And they kind of still look like they could sprint around for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Thank you for that, Dino. Chris Rand. Ipswich is Chris Rand now. I used to call him the Cambridge stat man. He's now moved to Ipswich.
Good old boy.
And very, very close to the pub we've been talking about.
Oh, the yeah. Greyhound.
Mm. I think he might be slightly closer to the enemy at the Woolpack.
Oh, but imagine living near the Greyhound. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, well, I live near the Greyhound.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's easy to get to in the summer because you walk through the park, but in the winter you have to walk all the way around. Chris, love the show, chaps. Thank you, mate. Only 9 games left, so time to hear your predictions for each. Oh, blimey, we've only got a couple of minutes left. Not quite.
Let's do a quick fire round.
I reckon we need 7 wins. Okay, here we go. Home to Sheffield Wednesday.
Win.
I'm not saying anything because I'm going to claim presenter's immunity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Away to Blackburn.
Draw.
Home to Southampton. Oof.
We are. Oh, I'd love it if we beat them. Love it. I think we will. We'll beat them.
Away to a word I'm not allowed to say on air.
Norwich City FC.
No.
UEFA Cup participants, 93, yeah. 94, yeah, whenever it was. Yeah. Yeah, we'll beat them in their own backyard.
Home to Watford.
Win.
Home to Borough.
Win.
Oh, blimey. Away to Cov.
Win.
Really? Cov are doing well. Away to Hull. Hull.
Hull.
Hull.
North East Lincolnshire / Humberside.
Yeah.
Draw.
And finally. Well, I hope it's finally. It
and
may
finally.
Not be.
And finally.
Finally, it might not be final, of course. Home to Huddersfield.
A handsome win to slot us into second place. You heard it here
yeah,
first.
Yeah, I heard it here first. Oh, my Lord. Right, here we go. This is on to emails, if I can find them. Podrick Mellett.
Podrick?
Yes.
Is he from the Emerald Isle?
I think he would be with a name like that.
Love it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have pronounced it that way unless someone. I used to go out with two Irish women, but not at the same time.
I'll steady on.
One was Southern Irish, and so he taught me how to say some of these Irish words, but I probably haven't said his name right, so apologies, Padraig, if I'm giving you a wrong intro here. Evening, Graham, and guest.
Hello.
Regardless of where we finish this season, does the panel think we'll need to make changes to our defence next season? It's noteworthy that we've conceded the second highest number of goals of the top seven. Only that lot up the road have conceded more. The current team reminds me of the Joe Royal days where we sought to win by outscoring the opposition. The counter-argument is that our style of play can leave us exposed at the back at times. But do we want to change our exciting play? Keep up the good work. Hope my visit to Portman Road sees us back, bounce back after last week's setback. Oh, hopefully, Podrick. Thank you for that, mate. Thoughts, Bono?
No, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
I mean, you don't win any prizes for clean sheets anymore, do you? It's more of a vanity thing, isn't it?
True.
Think about the Lambert era when Thomas Holy had all those clean sheets. Ultimately, where did that get us?
Yeah.
Nowhere. It's a nice thing to have, don't get me wrong, but I mean, how many exciting kind of games have we had where we've outscored people and won fairly late on? If we could have that every week, we would still be the hottest ticket in town. So, yeah. No, I don't think much needs to change. I tell you what I do like. Vaclav Hladký.
Nice Vaz, pronunciation there.
Vaz Smooth. Hladký is smooth in Czech.
Is it really?
Apparently so. I have verified that.
What's Vaclav? Like Vaclav? Vlad the Impaler.
I don't know. It's probably like Henry or something, yeah. Isn't it? I've seen a lot of kind of protestation about punching the ball.
And
I was a goalie in my youth where I went out on the field to emulate my hero Maurizio Tirico. Punching from a set piece, so if we're defending a corner and the goalie punches it out, it's such an effective way to start a counter-attack. Because the ball is literally going back towards the halfway line and that guy can punch the ball really, really well. But the thing is, and an ex-Canary Robert Green, of course, the famous
gaffe
against the United States at the World Cup a few years ago. He did a really good documentary. The fact that goalies are under the microscope so much more than other players, they can have the best game of their career, but come out and flap at a ball, or the goal goes, or the ball goes through their legs, then they're instantly crap. So I think Vaz gets a hard time. I've never seen a goalie that's better with the ball at
with his
feet.
No,
he's just fantastic. But he didn't have the best starts, did he?
No.
He came in, looked a little bit wobbly.
Shaky, yep.
And then, of course, well, I feel sorry for Walton, seeing him on the bench with his hood up, kind of looking a bit miserable. Yeah. But it's a high-stakes position, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're either the hero or you're zero. So,
yeah. And goalkeepers are very rarely injured. So, unlike any outfield thing, you can't just step back in the team, can you? Just gotta wait. Slower ball out there in Geelong in Australia, I presume. Is it you still there? Or I know you're in Australia, but you might have moved, because I think you said he was going to move.
I met Slower Ball.
Yeah, you met him, have you?
At Barrow.
Oh, well, so did I. I was at Barrow.
I saw you both. I never mentioned this.
Oh, I think, yes, because you were at the stand behind the goal and we were at the side.
Yes.
If I remember rightly, yeah.
Yes, but you could freely move around.
Yes, you could. That's why we saw you. Yeah.
Yeah, I was one of the Barrow 237.
Yeah, was there that many of us?
Yeah. Left Stowe Market in the Gipping Valley at, 10 in the morning and got back at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was an adventure. Crap game.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Really
crap. I enjoyed the thing.
But we've come so far in such a short space of time. Yeah. So never forget where you come from.
I know. I was in a hotel with Slowball, not in the same room, I hasten to add.
Sure. It's two Irish women as well.
Yeah.
One from the north, one from the south.
Yeah. One each. And the Barrow team were actually in there as well.
So staying in a hotel before a home game?
Yeah, they're having a meal together. I don't think they would have stayed there. No, they'd gone there for the meal, obviously.
What was the hotel like?
It was sort of quite Wetherspoon-ish, to be honest. It wasn't the Wetherspoons, but it was that sort.
Did you see what they were having for their meal? Prawn cocktail?
I'll start with the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper was steak with medium well done, and fries with onion rings, and some greenery, which I'm not sure. Anyway, the right back, he was, I can't remember. No idea what they were eating. If you want the show to end in at 10 o'clock at night. No idea what they're eating. Should have poisoned them, really, shouldn't we?
Should have done.
Anyway, Slowball. Good evening, Show Pro. Good evening, Bono.
That's good.
Yeah, love the show. Thank you, mate. Disappointment. The disappointment whilst following the game down under was difficult to take. I'm sure that same frustration after Cardiff's late show was felt globally. Bugger, he says.
Mm.
International break upcoming, and the best of luck to the three Welsh lads. Please come back unscathed.
Yeah.
Seconded, yep. Does the panel agree that it's simply a case of 3 points against Sheffield Wednesday? And then we're moving on. Actually, we're going to talk about that anyway afterwards. Another one. I think it's simply a case of a 3 point must win against Sheffield Wednesday, do you think?
It is a must win game, because if we don't and the other sides around us win, we are at risk of kind of cut off.
Yeah.
Drifting towards the playoffs even more than what we already are. So yes, we have to win. They are much improved. I'm not going to pretend to be a tactical analyst or anything like that, but they're a lot better than what they were, but they're still very, very low down. I mean, I saw a stat the other day about Danny Rolls, who was assistant manager with the German national team, and he's come up through their coaching network and stuff like that. They're much, much better. However, he's still only got a win rate of, I think, 50%, if that. So it's not the greatest stat.
No, but no. There's another paragraph here which I'm going to miss out for purposely. He ends with, some decent bands about, but U2 has the edge. Keep smiling, love the show. God bless Trevor Putney. God bless him.
Aww.
Cheers, Slowball. Keep enjoying Australia. Don't get too burnt and don't drink too much. And his other paragraph simply said, or sentence simply said, I see the plans for the Aquatic Centre are going swimmingly. That was another attempt. But we were going to talk about that. We've got
3 minutes.
Yeah, 4 minutes now to talk quickly about the plans for the redevelopment of the Portman Road area, including the cobbled stand.
Well, they're the same architects, aren't they, for the Aquatic Centre that have been employed to redevelop the ground. So there is a school of thought that the big blue stadium that's in that video that I watched yesterday on the train home from work, and also the kind of paper schematics that a lot of people have seen, looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to completely change the area. Hopefully getting to and from the ground will be much, much easier. I like the fact we've got long-term vision, because how the ground and the area was before Game Changer took over, it was a bit sad to see, wasn't it? It's just another thing to be excited about for the next... Well, it's got to be 10 years, isn't it? I don't think it'll be much quicker than that. I mean, the fact that they're
Please
not,
make it quicker than that. I may not be here in 10 years.
Well, I'm sure you will be, but yeah.
But is the stand actually going to be built that colour, or is that just a... it looked like a big plastic thing.
I'd like a blue stadium.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it.
It looked like a jelly mould, didn't it? Like something
it did.
From
That's
the...
what I meant.
When the World Cup was kind of in... Kind of in the Far East, they had all these lit up kind of... I think, was it the Beijing Olympics? They had the bird's nest that was all lit up.
Yeah, I visited.
Like
I've been there. I saw that.
And where Bayern Munich play, they play in the Allianz Arena.
The Allianz, which is like a... Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, how good would that look? Look fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Briefly, have to be now, the interview... Matt Holland interviewing both Mark Ashton and, of course, Kieran McKenna. Now, a lot of people were saying, especially with the recent rumour about Palace and so on after him.
The non-rumour, the clickbait rumour.
Yeah, exactly. And people thinking, well, he's going to go very, very soon, especially if we don't go up. But I didn't get that impression when you listened to that interview. If you've not listened to it, it's on Town TV.
He's moved his family down here.
Yeah. His brother's even down here, isn't he?
His brother's here. His kids are at school. He lives in a nice part of town. He is worshipped, and he's also completely redeveloping a lot of the off-field activities. Why would he go to a chaotic club? Yeah, he's going to be given a 1,000% pay rise or whatever, which not a lot of people would sniff to, or sniff at rather. I just don't see it happening, and feel free to bookmark this and clip it and replay it when he goes to whoever he goes to, but I just don't see it happening in the next few years.
No, I hope not.
He started a project as a brand new manager, and he's going to see it through. And that will be, when we qualify for the Europa Conference League in 26, 27.
And then in 28-9, it'll be the Champions League, obviously, without thinking. Thank you, Bonner.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Come to the end of the show. And I was going to say something which I've now forgotten.
Leif Davis's coat?
Yeah, so bumped into Leif in town, and I did my Leif, and he clapped me. That was all a lie. I did bump into him, but didn't say a word.
Marcus Harness's jiu-jitsu club. I walked past that earlier.
Have you?
Yeah.
Has he got a jiu-jitsu club?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not his. He goes to it.
Oh, okay. But, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway,
have to go.
Thank you for everyone for listening. Thank you, Bono. Till next time. Take care. Bye.